First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you? It's a nice long weekend.
Hard to believe that's the end of summer already and we are into September. But some people are looking ahead and planning for their next vacation. I think more and more now, the last minute deal ideas that some people used to do aren't like they used to be, right? And, you know, when you have to think about the troubles with the airlines, what they've been having in the news, weather issues, wildfires, I think it's even more important to plan things out, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And what a better way to spend your time is just choosing your next destination. So a great place to start is figuring out what you want from your trip. So make a list of all the things that you want to see and do on this this travel experience. So are you looking for a relaxing beach vacation, maybe a sightseeing getaway, or a trip where you can do a bit of thrill seeking? Or do you just want to eat good food and drink good wine? So figuring this out will help you shape your trip. And then you can identify the destinations that can maybe best accommodate your checklist.
Well, here's an idea. I want to spend $1,000, have a beach vacation at a 5-star resort.
Well, that's a bucket list there.
That's a pretty tall order, right? But that's what everybody wants, right? You're talking about wants. That's what they want. So I think some people, you almost have to rein them in a little bit and give them a dose of reality sometimes.
Oh, that's it. Because really at this time in our travel world, hot deals and seat sales are not easy to come by. And the first price you see when somebody advertises a deal may not be the one that you really do end up purchasing. Mm-hmm. So a few things to consider. Yes, you do have to make a budget of what you can actually afford. And then it makes it good sense for what is comfortable for you financially. Also consider, like, are you traveling with kids? Do you need to rent a car? What sort of accommodations are required? So you do need to do a little bit of research, and that's where your travel advisor comes in really handy, because you can kind of give her or him an idea of what you're looking for, and then having that budget parameter will help that person, your travel advisor, figure out what is what fits your budget needs and what you want to do on your vacation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you make a good point about wants versus needs. And it's like every vacation, I might want a 5-star resort for $1,000, but I'm not going to get it. But there's other ways to look at it, you know, and maybe trim things down. And, you know, if you want a beach vacation, then there still might be out there. And then the needs is really important, I think, because, you know, some people, like if you're traveling with children, younger children, they may need car seats, for example, if they're traveling, if they're renting a car, those types of things, right?
That's it, exactly. So, even as simple as a GPS, that costs additional money, or maybe a one-way drop. There's a fee with that as well. So it's always good to think about where you've been before and maybe what you liked about that trip. Is there a particular city that you want to go and visit? What made them so great? It doesn't mean that you have to stick to places you've been to before, but you can kind of use this criteria to determine the kind of vacation you enjoyed previously and find a new destination that has a similar experience. And as we've talked about, do some research with regards to what you're looking for. Use your social accounts wisely. So mm-hmm. Facebook, which is now Meta, Pinterest, and Instagram, you know, are always promoting beautiful travel photos. And that's a great way to gather information and ideas well before you're planning anything.
Well, yeah, too. And there's also chat rooms and chat groups that you can join, all kinds of groups that you can get insider information if you're looking for that kind of thing. Getting back to the budget, though, I think it's also important that, you know, if you have a set budget, that even in your budget, you got to have space for those extra little charges that are always going to come up, right?
That's right. So I always say leave a 5% contingency to include for things you just haven't thought about. Also, you need to consider is your time restraint. So if you go for a week versus 10 days versus 2 weeks, the price will vary as well. So, and you also have to consider, you know, if you're going long haul, you may have to really think about the amount of time at your destinations, because usually you lose about 2 days traveling to the destination and then coming home. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it as well. So when you think about where you're going, that also affects your budget, because a trip to Europe is going to be more expensive than, say, a trip, a getaway to Disneyland.
Exactly. And what about booking further out? You talked about budgeting. I would think that a holiday that's, 8 months to a year away is a lot easier to budget for, because you can, you know, put your deposit down and then you can kind of figure out a way to save for that final payment and all those extra charges, or even, you know, pay a little bit as you go, right?
Oh, yes. And that's actually a great option. There's a company that a lot of travel suppliers use. It's called Uplift. And they offer you the opportunity to space out your installment payments, basically. And what you're saying is with regards to booking far in advance, we always, as travel advisors, recommend that, because then you get the destination you want, maybe the resort you want, as well as you can maybe lock in a price by putting down a deposit, so that you're not further, liable or subject to fare increases. So mm-hmm. It's always good to book in advance, no matter what you can do, because as we've talked about in the past, travel demand is so high that things are just booking up. Cruises, river cruises are ultra popular. We're booking into 2025 now.
Well, and as the further you book out, the more easier it is, I guess, to, you know, make changes if it has to be done.
Yeah, 100%. You have more options, more areas to look at, instead of just getting what they give you, because sometimes it really is an automation reschedule tool that they are used. So unless you call the airline and your travel advisor, you really don't have a person touching it. So that's also key in looking at when changes happen that you're really not expecting. Talking to somebody will help you go further than just accepting what that bot does.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't forget too, like a lot of people collect travel reward miles and points and things like that. You can use those.
Yes, absolutely. So for airlines, for hotels, consider, some people start with that as far as their research and their booking process, is see where they can go with their points and where they can stay, because that really eliminates some cost to your budget.
Always good points. Anything else you want to add?
Well, be flexible too. Be open-minded, because maybe your next destination is something that offers amazing possibilities. And also, maybe there's a destination that, you know, is looking for travelers to come to there, and they're offering some good deals. So keep that in mind as well. It's always good to be flexible when you're traveling.
Exactly. Great points. Great advice. Ananta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Great chatting, Ananta. Thank you.
Thank you.